Hi, thanks for checking into Northern Transmissions. Glad you have the time to listen on in. This episode features J.D. Sampson from Men. I asked J.D. about some of the unique places and gigs the band has played, as well as whether the current lineup that her and Michael O'Neill have is going to be around for a while.
Well, it was really incredible. You know, I have an agent that does a lot of my DJ stuff in Australia, and he works oftentimes in Asia as well with other bands, and he just kind of threw it out there, like, do you guys want to go? And we didn't necessarily think we had fans there when we booked the tour. We thought we would just end up, you know, with a couple people who knew who we were or wanted to check it out. But it really turned out to be kind of, like, really exciting. And there was a lot of fans there, you know, right now Asia is doing so well, you know, in financially and just like culturally. And I feel like it's really an exciting time over there. And so there happens to be a lot of expats and, you know, there's a lot of people kind of willing to take a chance, like with what they're interested in artistically, which turned out to be a really great place for us right now. You know, we actually didn't go to Japan on that tour. Japan's a pretty hard place to play. I don't know why, but just particularly in projects that I've played in, like, I'm not sure if it's about, you know, their kind of like fear of feminism, or because, you know, I've heard a lot about, there's not an actual word for feminism, it's just feminism. So yeah, so it's really, I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it or not, but I kind of assumed the same would happen in China, and it didn't. So, you know, we'll see when we get to Japan next. You know, it's something that kind of happened organically, but, you know, it's always, like, really special for us to introduce new people to the music and keep the same song fresh over and over again. You know, it's kind of been that. It's hard when you basically, we made a record in 2007, we started it, and it didn't come out until 2011. So it was a long time, and we played the same songs over and over again and did a lot of touring before the record came out. So we've been playing the same songs. People want to hear the same songs. So it is really fun to play them with new people, play them in different structures, and play them with different instruments and instrumentations. And it is something that keeps it alive for us, for sure. But this time, you know, it's always been, I mean, for me personally, like, I want as many people on stage as possible, and that's my interest. You know, I love feeling the energy of other people making music on stage with me. I just, like, love interacting with other people throughout the show. You know, I love that, like, kind of communication. And unfortunately, financially, it's been really hard for us to do that. And this particular tour, we're flying out to the West Coast just for a couple of dates. And so it seemed like it made sense to kind of try it out, because it wasn't going to be like an overwhelming addition to our expenses. So we're just going to finally make our dreams come true. And then hopefully in the future, we'll be able to do it more.
Take your shirt off. mean, you touched upon the subject before. It took a few years, about 4 years, to get your first record out. Was that your first, or you had another release before that, right, which you self-released, or was that the first record?
Well, basically, we had been recording stuff, like, kind of slowly. What we did was make some money touring and then record some songs, make some money touring and then record some songs. So the whole record was completed, you know, on our own financially. But there was a time, you know, at which we had three songs and we put them out in a demo before we had a label. And that was our self-release. And then we kind of like took that off of, you know, TuneCore and whatever when we got our deal with Iron Sound. So those three songs were part of the album, the full length. But we left Iron Sound last summer because we wanted to try and experiment with the idea of just putting out our own EPs in a similar way that we put out the first one and see what happened. And we're just kind of feeling that out right now. It seems like, you know, without the right PR and marketing, it's kind of hard to reach everybody that you reach when you put a record out on a label that has, you know, a fund for that. But it's been really cool just to do whatever we want and kind of play it by ear, you know, because the industry just seems like it's in this place right now where you can kind of just do whatever you want and see what happens. No one knows what's going to work, you know?
And you have, I think, is it three EPs coming out, like, in the next 6 months?
Yeah, we had one come out called Next a couple of months ago, and then we have one coming out next month. And then there will be one that hopefully comes out in July or August. And then we hope to put them all on a record together and make, like, a really beautiful packaging and put it out in September. And, I mean, it'll be weird because all the other songs are out already, but for people who are interested in having them all in one place, we're going to do that too.
Hi, I'm Charles Brownstein. Thanks, as always, for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying our chat with J.D. Sampson from Men. If you want more information about the band and what they're doing these days, you can go to menmakemusic.com. And if you'd like some information about our show, it's www.northerntransmissions.com. You can also email us at the website or follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans.
between you and a tree.
I mean, it's always fun, especially when you have new material. You just kind of, like, say the things that you've been wanting to say, you know, and kind of, like, you know, every record for artists is, like, a record of a part of their lives, you know, and I think that it's hard sometimes when you get stuck, like, saying the same things that you felt, like, years ago. So it's fun to, you know, go out and say the things you're feeling right now, and that's always really nice.
I noticed on your Tumblr that you post a lot of your lyrics. Is it important to you that people really, I mean, not that they'll understand the songs for sure, but they really know what you're writing, like where you're coming from? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are coming, like, you know, a lot of people, there's two different kinds of people who listen to our music. One is music lovers, and one are people who are interested in conceptual art, you know? And I think that it's important for me to make sure that I'm both, like, making good music that sounds good, but also kind of explaining where I'm coming from, like, with an artist statement. And I think part of that is leaving your lyrics available and not, like, making that an exclusive piece of information that you can only get if you listen really carefully and write them down, because I think that everything that's written is kind of meant to stand on its own as well. And I also think that, you know, Spin actually did, like, a short piece on our last EP and, you know, asked me a lot of questions about what the songs meant to me, and it was really fun for me to describe the production and kind of what I was going for and conceptually what everything meant to me, and that felt really, like, kind of like it made me feel verified or something as, like, an artist, to be able to kind of be able to, you know, have an answer for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. other topics, visuals, I think they play a pretty big part in your music. I mean, you've done a few videos, and you also have some pretty interesting artwork on your albums. How important is that to you?
It's incredibly important. I mean, I actually would consider myself a visual artist before I consider myself a musician. And I kind of joined La Tigre as part of, like, the visual arts team and just kind of, like, worked my way into the music part of it, you know, just because that the project was so multi, you know, media. And I think that that was really fun to look at it that way. That project was very, you know, performance art based and visual art based. And so I kind of see this project similar to that. For me, right now I've spent like all day searching for a VCR because I'm trying to transfer all this footage to make videos and potentially some stage stuff. So, you know, it's like, I'm kind of like, I'm actually like really excited to get my hands on things. And I make all of our backdrops myself and all of our costumes and our t-shirt designs. And so it's really fun for me to be involved in that aspect of the project. And in terms of our album covers, it was kind of an idea from the beginning to always use someone else's piece of work in its entirety as like the front of our cover, and then and just kind of like choose different artists that we love and support, you know, for each record. So we've been really lucky to have friends that make great art and people who want to donate their art to us and work with us and collaborate. So the next EP we have coming out is a cover by Jim Drain, who's a really awesome visual artist.
I've read more than a couple of places that you've been described as an iconic artist. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I always say, like, I kind of feel like I was in the right time at the right place. And I guess what that means is just like, you know, I've just fallen into this life that I live, and I feel very, I have a lot of gratitude for it. And I also just feel like it's important for me to be as, you know, responsible as I can as a human. And whether that's emotionally being sincere or making sure that I stand up for what I believe in and being an activist with my work, I think it's important that I just continue to do that as well as I can so that other people can, you know, gain from it.
Thank you very much for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed our interview with J.D. Sampson from Men. If you want any information, you can go to menmakemusic.com. If you'd like some information about Northern Transmissions, please visit www.northerntransmissions.com or follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans. I am, as always, Charles Brownstein, the host. Thanks, as always, for listening to our show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with JD. Big thank you to her for doing the interview, of course. Thank you to Spencer Carson for putting it all together as usual. Anyway, we will catch you later. Thank you.